Hey, welcome into this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show on 104.3 The Fan HD3, denverpioneers.com. We are headed toward the final days of the month of January, which means it is crunch time in college basketball season, and thrilled to be joined by the head coach of Pioneers Women's Hoops, Dosha Woods. Dosha, it's so good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tyler. How are you?
I'm good.
Been a
I know you're
while.
doing really well. It has been a while. It's a good time to talk. You're coming off of an unbeaten homestand, wins over Kansas City and Oral Roberts, a couple of really good wins in conference play. We're going to talk about those, obviously. But I want to get sort of your report card of, at this stage of the season, you're coming up on the midway point in conference play, right under the 500 mark at 3-4 in the league. This is a great start. How are you feeling right now as we get close to the end of January?
I'm feeling well. Obviously, handling home the way that we did these last two over the weekend, it was nice to kind of get A back in Hamilton, and then B obviously to get the win with that. I think this team, and what I've said all along, we really have bought into the defensive side of the ball, and I think that shows in terms of how we play. And they really embrace it. They don't mind playing defense, and are really starting to be comfortable. Whatever and whoever it takes, right? We went with the smaller lineup over the weekend to kind of match a little chess match with both Oral Roberts and UMKC, and did a lot of good things. And so I couldn't be more proud of us, just especially the defensive side of the ball. That's really creating a lot of our offense, and to have a team that's really bought into that, that don't mind all the different schemes, and different ways that we play, because we have a lot. And they've really done a great job embracing it. So feeling good about where we are, obviously. At one game at a time, but considering, this time last year where we were a lot of different areas, we're still searching, and to have a team that is just, what do you have for me today, and what does that mean, and how can I help type mentality is really showing up on the court.
What do you think about this team? Maybe personality-wise or fundamental-wise has enabled that the grip on the defensive end of the floor. Because sometimes, the personalities of teams are going to lead you in different ways. But I know how much you love working with a team that is this committed to being strong performers on the defensive end. What about this group makes them so good at it?
It's funny that you asked that. This summer, I sent a question out to everybody, just a random. I'll send an email and I'll have a random question at the bottom, honestly, just to make sure that they've read the email. And so one of the questions this summer was, would you rather a game-winning stop defensively, or you want to hit the game-winning shot? And honestly, most people pick they want to be able to get the stop. And I was like, wow. And so that really kind of played. And we already were going to switch some things up defensively, but just already having a team that had that mindset. And some of them, like Lai in particular, came back, and it was like, there's nothing, there would be nothing better than to get a block or to get a big steal. And so that's kind of just their mindset. And then as a staff, we really just want to play into that. Me and Janet spent a lot of time with our defense, and she's done a phenomenal job coming in, just adding some different tweaks and some different mindsets. And both sides, when I say both sides, just both in our zone, in our man, even our out of bounds defense, we switch it up. So I think part of their mindset, and then as a staff, we really wanted to kind of just play in and embrace that's what they wanted. So let's put them in positions to do so. And it's easier to control, right? It's easier to control defensively. You don't really know what the ball is going to do offensively when it leaves your hands. At least you can make somebody else work for whatever they're going to get.
Let's talk about these last couple of games, because you get wins with the defensive end of the floor really leading the way, especially against Kansas City, 64-54 in that game, and then an 86-74 win over Oral Roberts. That came after a tough road trip, but you're one overtime game away from being above 500 in league play right now. That one was on the road at St. Thomas. What did you like most? Let's start off with the Kansas City game. To be able to, obviously allow only 54 points, a really impressive day defensively. What stood out most about that one?
Just the defensive side of the ball, I thought we did a great job of making some adjustments just in terms of our closeouts, how they like to score. We really try to get back to defending without fouling. We struggled there in a stretch where we were putting people at the free throw line. Again, a big part of what we do is mix things up, man and zone. We might show zone and go man or vice versa. And I thought that game, especially in the fourth quarter, we did a great job of really communicating what it was that we needed to do, and then limiting their shots. Brooke Morrell's come off the bench for us the last couple games, and she's limited, been able to like limit their shots. Anna Rosenberger has gotten the start in those last a couple games, and if she's not blocking shots, she's altering shots, and having that presence on the inside, I thought it gave our guards The ability to get in there and rebound. I think that's the game live finished with a double double. Been able to finish some of those plays. She's one, despite her build, doesn't mind finishing those plays. So I thought that fourth quarter, we really did a great job of honing in into really let's give them one and done. If they're going to get something, let's make them work for it. And we actually watched film this morning of a lot of those possessions down the stretch where we were disciplined. We had, our body on their body in terms of boxing people out and then making the right decisions offensively. So defensively is something that we talk about all the time, and it's nice having a group and having somebody like Lai and Corinne that also play defense, right? When your better players are interested in playing defense, I think that rubs off on everybody else.
Lia did have a double double that game, finished with 13 and 12. And in a situation like that, where you're getting somebody who is just giving you reliable work over the course, she's out there for 36 minutes. What does that do? Just, the backbone that you have, knowing that she's going to be on the floor. Torrey Baker was on the floor for 32 in that game. Corinne played 39 and put up 21 points, which is like a ho-hum everyday Corinne Watts sort of effort. But that stability, what sort of security does that provide for you as a coach, knowing that you've got players that you can rely on for big minutes who are going to be stable?
That's huge. I think, as we get into conference play, just across the board, you'll see benches getting shorter. Coaches want players out there that, Laya, sometimes, both of us can get spicy with each other. We're going to get amped up. And we always joke it's like a love hate, but based on respect type of relationship that we have with each other in a sense of, she's stubborn, I'm stubborn. But I think one thing I love about having her on the floor is I know I'm always going to get somebody that's going to compete in whatever she does. It is really not to be defined. It's just because she's really trying to make something happen. And I love that, both her and I have really worked on our relationship, growing that, where we built that trust where it's not a, you don't have to look at me every time. I'm not going to take you out, but there's also times I need you to tighten up. And I think we understand, we have that better understanding with each other and having her mindset, and then having Tori and Corinne out there. I think that core, kind of especially from the guard spot, have really done a great job. They know they're expected to play high minutes. I pretty much use a timeout, and those are used strategically, honestly, to kind of get them to rest. But it's nice having a group out there that you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get a competitive both sides of the ball. And I can't say enough about those three and their ability to play both sides of the ball. Sometimes it's easy to get, again, you look at Corinne's numbers and it's like, 21, 31, and that's easy, but she's literally playing both sides of the ball, often guarding, if not the other team's, at least one of the other team's top guards. So the way those three have embraced being two-way players has really made us, a better team, and has made me trust them more and really put them in positions to enhance their competitiveness in that way.
The Oral Roberts game, sort of a completely flipped script. And at this time of year, I would imagine it probably feels pretty great knowing that your team can win a game both 64-54 and also 86-74, where you have the ability to win different types of games, different pressure games. In that game, I know early on, especially the three ball was going nuts for you, which is a huge element of being able to score in bunches. But offensively, you were consistent, it felt like, pretty much the entire way through. What did you like most about being able to not only put up 86 points, but the way you did it against Oral Roberts?
Oral Roberts, honestly, as I told the team, that's they're always a fun team to play, both to coach against. And way back in the day when I was even playing, I've always enjoyed that matchup. But how they play now, it's really the first team to 75, as what the scout said. Coach Dubs had that scout, and we're like first one because it's a high pace. They play up tempo, and being at home, we wanted to play to our favor. I thought we did a great job of sharing the ball, getting our feet set, being okay, making the extra pass. I think we had about 19, maybe 19, 20 assists that game, and our ability to share the ball. Corinne obviously got hot with 8 for 14, which was our alumni game, by the way. And we had both Anna Jackson and Morgan, who were on the top of the record books, is 10 made threes. I wish I would have known that. I told him I low key would have ran a few more sets to get her at least to tie the record or break the record. But both of them were in attendance for our alumni game. But I think the Oral Roberts game is really, we talked about being comfortable scoring the ball, being aggressive scoring the ball, because we're going to have good looks, and we're going to have open looks. And once we bought into that sharing the ball, especially in transition, We knew going into that game we'd probably play four guards, and I thought Jocelyn Medina, who really hadn't been in a rotation prior to this weekend, played well both UMKC game and followed that up with a double-double against Oral Roberts, her ability to kind of get downhill, finish at the rim, her vision. So I thought we really executed the game plan, and it was nice to see us score the ball because that's something that, we struggled outside Corinne, we've struggled with consistently, and to get the scoring in the different ways that we did, even our bigs getting some runouts in transition. It was a fun game. It was a fun game, and obviously to be on the winning side of that, the way that we had to win both of these games, I think speaks volumes to just the buy-in that this team has.
Well, we're going to step aside for a quick timeout. We're going to talk about the Summit League and what's coming up in the remainder of conference play and a whole lot else on the other side. Just getting rolling on this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show, joined by Pioneers head women's basketball coach Dosha Woods. More after the break on 104.3 The Fan HD3.
Planning your financial future can be overwhelming and confusing. So let the experts at JFG Family Office help guide you to your financial goals. The team at JFG Family Office believes in increasing transparency, lowering fees, and striving to achieve better outcomes so you have peace of mind when it comes to all of your investing needs. Contact JFG Family Office at jfgfamilyoffice.com to get started on planning for your future.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Continuing along on 104.3 The Fan, HD3, DenverPioneers.com. It is the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show for the final week of January here in 2026. My name is Tyler Mon, joined by Pioneers head women's basketball coach Dosha Woods. Dosha, this is a stretch of the season that you have encountered now, in Summit League play. These middle games so often come back and you look at the end of the season and say, oh, that's where we put ourselves in this position. Being able to go on the road and get big wins when you need them, being able to outlast teams at home when you need them. What is it like when you get into the routine of, the Thursday, Saturday or Wednesday, Saturday or whatever it is in the framework of the Summit League schedule? From an outsider's perspective, it feels like it probably goes very quickly because of how fast these games come along. But what is this stretch like, these pivotal mid conference season games?
You nailed it. I think I'm excited. We're getting the North Dakota trip. We've already been to South Dakota, getting the North Dakota trip, getting both of those done in January. I think puts us in a good position to come home for a few games after that. But anytime you can go on the road, we've had the mindset of let's go 1-0, each day and trying to build on last week. And I think once you get into the heart of things, it really becomes more about you and what's nice about this team, especially winning the Oral Roberts game the way that we did. We shown that we're able to score the ball. We've obviously been able to defend and to really get them to buy into what is this game going to need? Are we going to need our posts to show up? We're going to need our guards to show up. And I think for us, having the balanced type of team that we have, the different type of ways that we can play, to have a group, not just the team, but the staff as well, that how we present the scouts, how we prepare is, it was a big weekend for the guards last weekend. These two games is going to be big for the post and really try to keep it at that and try to narrow our focus and also showing them ways that we've had success, right? We've had success being post-led, if you will, had success being guard-led, and whether it's our defense or offense. So that's how we've tried to speak in those terms. But in this middle part, I'm excited about how it matches up for us in terms of having a lot of those at home. We play better at home, like most teams, right? I don't know if anyone besides maybe the North Dakota States are doing extremely well on the road. So we want to be able to take advantage of that these next stretch that we have. I think four of the five are at home, and we want to be able to lean into that and it one game at a time. It really kind of create some separation from where we are.
When you are getting set for, well, I first just want to point out, you said you're happy to get the Dakotas trips out of the way in January. And I would imagine nobody has ever said that they were glad to go to the Dakotas in January. So I very much admire that you are able to do it, because it was like negative 45 there this week or something like that. So once you get them
Don't
done
remind
with,
me. Don't remind me.
But those are the big trips. I mean, because they're not easy places to get to, you know, obviously difficult road environments and all that. But when you have the ability to take care of business at home, it opens up so many different pathways to keep climbing in the conference standings. And right now, you know, being a squad that you've won 8 of your 11 at home, that's a huge thing, because when you go and sneak one of these wins on the road, then all of a sudden you start finding yourselves in the upper half of the conference and all the rest. To be a team that has been so successful at Hamilton this year, what has contributed to that most?
You know, I think we've really leaned into the 5280. It's something that, you know, I feel like I've talked about with past teams, and this team is really like, you know, they take pride into being at this altitude, especially now that we're in conference play. And like a team like Oral Roberts, for example, we know that they like to run. Well, most teams are keeping up with us the first and second, third quarter, but the last two games, especially over the weekend, we've had big fourth quarters because, okay, you can keep up for one or two quarters, but we do this every day. We talk about it, and we want it to kind of be our edge. And I think they've bought into that, especially, you know, it's funny, you kind of see them, you know, either asking for a timeout or subs. The subs come quickly, and, you know, we're playing kind of our same kind of core 30 plus minutes because this is what we're built for. This is what we trained for. So to have a group that like buys into using the 5280 as an advantage and how we like to play fast, it's been fun to kind of see them in that fourth quarter find another gear. And I think a lot of that is just to where we are.
Let's talk a little bit about Corinne's ascension this year. Averaging 20 plus points in college basketball is not an easy thing to do, and especially when you are the marked player on an opposing team's scouting report. What has enabled her to be so consistently good? She puts up 31 last time out against Oral Roberts. And it also feels like, you know, when she has nights where maybe defenses are locked in on her, there are other contributors who are able to step up. But to have somebody who, you know, goes out and knows that she's got the target on her back from a defensive standpoint, she's still been able to do what she does on a night-to-night basis, and that is so impressive.
No, I think a lot of credit goes to Corinne just in terms of her mindset. You know, when the season ended, obviously there's a lot of changes to our roster, and not only the players but the staff as well, and they gave us a chance to spend some time together. And I remember us having a conversation, and she's basically like, well, I might have to lead because, and you know, there's only like 6 people. And so started that work then. And I think one thing that I really has impressed me about her is just her ability to work. I think, you know, as a freshman, you're getting adjusted and you might be a little intimidated to put it all out there all the time. And, you know, she had a phenomenal summer, and I remember telling her, don't slow down for anybody and don't look back. And again, I credit her ability to play both sides of the ball, a lot of how she scores. Phenomenal athlete. So good luck trying to catch her in transition when she gets a steal or she gets out. And so she's a hard person to kind of prep for and scout for, because a lot of teams don't have somebody that can match her speed, you know, stride for stride. But I really am just proud of the way that she's embraced, like being a leader, like being a go-to, and understanding that we need her to score. We need her to play both, not only to score, but to play both sides of the ball. And her, the leadership that she's had, just from how she shows up and does her work, I think she's really rubbed off on the others. And people talk about the 31 points or the 21 against UMKC, but the first thing I highlighted was the 6 assists, no turnovers, and 8 assists, 2 turnovers that she's had. So now she's really comfortable being a playmaker and getting everybody else involved. So I'm so excited. She's young, and it's a lot of conversations that we can have openly and honestly about, you know, what her role is, and her being transparent with me if she's getting tired or things that we need to do to kind of slow it down. So she's been a fun one to coach. And, you know, there's so many basketball games left to play, and I'm proud of the way that she's embraced this team once last season ended, right? She didn't hesitate about, I think this might need to be my role. Let's work on it now.
One other player who I want to touch on, Jocelyn Medina, who went for 16 points, 13 rebounds on Saturday against Oral Roberts. First couple of double figure games since November. And again, you know, talking about when one player is in a spot where they need to step up because of the way the game is flowing, that's huge to get those contributions from players who have gone through those peaks and valleys. What over this last homestand were you most impressed with her?
Just her mindset, and I, as I told her, I know it's tough to be in the position that she's in where you weren't necessarily in the rotation. I didn't like the South Dakota trip, honestly, in terms of some of my rotations and how I did things. And I told her, I said, look, I will give you a legit opportunity, right? And you can't expect someone to do much in, 3 to 5 minutes. And I said, I'm going to give you a legit opportunity. I can at least get you, 10 to 15. And we talked about it and just kind of what her game was and what I wanted to see and why she hadn't been in the rotation. And I give her a lot of credit for how she responded. I thought we were just joking this morning. I went in the weekend thinking, okay, 10 to 15 minutes. And she played about 30 both of those games. And it really just shows her competitiveness, her mindset, her ability to kind of see the game. And I think to her credit, she's been waiting for this opportunity, right? Been waiting for, a little bit more time to do more. She averaged 19 in junior college, as I told her. I know it's in there. Just had to figure out how it's going to relate to what we're doing now. And defensive side of the ball was one that she was struggling, and she really made sure that in practice she honed in on that, and that translated to the game. So I'm proud of her. It's always tough for a kid to be in that situation, and for her to respond the way that she did. And now honestly, it's forced me to adjust some things moving forward about how we want to have those rotations because of how she played.
Brooke Morel in that game, by the way, was 2 points away from a double-double. Liam Monclova was 1 rebound and 3 points away from a double-double. Pioneers are pretty close to having three in that category, which is pretty incredible. All right, Dosha, this stretch coming up is so huge. The North Dakota trip this week, Thursday at North Dakota State, Saturday at North Dakota, and then back home for three huge ones, South Dakota, St. Thomas, and Omaha. What are the next steps in terms of the growth and evolution for your team this season that you want to see in these next, five games, eight games, whatever it is, from now to the end of the season, but really just the next one? I mean, where in this season story do you find yourself now in, all right, here's the next piece that needs to come fully into play?
It's funny. You actually just mentioned it. Talking about Brooke Morel, I thought our guards had a phenomenal weekend. These two homestand games that we had, and to get our posts a little bit more involved. Both games this weekend in North Dakota, post heavy teams. I thought Brooke, again, her and I have had a lot of conversations, hard kind of conversations, honestly. And the way that she responded both games of the weekend, I want her to carry that over into the North Dakota. So that's going to be the next step for us is to keep our guards consistent, being two-way players the way that they are. Obviously, getting Medina into that rotation, and then getting our post a little bit more confident in what Brooke was able to bring in Oral Roberts. Really want that to be the expectation for her, the way that she scored the ball, the shot selections in terms of the shots she took. So that's going to be a big focus for us, is to kind of get our post confident and playing both sides. It's going to be a tall task the way that Kuhn is playing for North Dakota State, but I think the post getting them comfortable. Is going to be a big focus of ours. And then obviously at North Dakota, kind of the same idea. They're post-led as well. And then it'd be nice to be home for three games, three
Yeah.
very winnable games and ways that we can kind of continue to climb up in those standings.
Yeah, to get to be home for over a week at this stage in the season is a godsend in the Summit League calendars. The Pioneers will be
Yes.
on the road at North Dakota State coming up on Thursday. That's a 6 o'clock Mountain Time tip-off at North Dakota on Saturday. That is noon Mountain Time. And then three straight home games for DU, February 5th, 7th, and 11th. You can get your tickets for those at denverpioneers.com. You can follow along this weekend at denverpioneers.com as the Pios hit the road to the frigid north in North Dakota. Dosha was the head coach of Pioneer Women's Basketball. Good luck in North Dakota. Come back not entirely frozen in one piece, and we will catch you when you return.
Thank you, Tyler. Go Pios.
Thanks, Dosha. Wrapping up this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show. We'll talk to you next time on 104.3 The Fan HD3.